So since this has been an upbeat morning full of song, it is, I think, my responsibility to change the mood by asking you the following question. Where do you plan to be buried? Yeah, that'll cast a pall over a conversation. Although, doesn't have to be a downbeat answer. Robert Benchley, the humorist, once was asked this, and he said, "I don't care where I'm buried as long as it says on my tombstone, here lies Robert Benchley, age 104, shot by a jealous husband." But where you're going to be buried is actually a statement about who you are, what you care about, where the people you care about either are buried or are likely to come see you. And it says something about the real topic of this morning's parsha, and I would argue from a certain perspective, the real topic of life, which is your attitude towards posterity. How do you feel about what comes after you? Because it is easy to be intensely engaged in the world when you're engaged in the world. But how much you care about the world when you're gone is also a measure, maybe an even better measure, of the goodness of your life. What do you do to make sure that when you're not here, your influence for good will be felt? And it starts, or at least involves, a question as simple as where will you be buried? What legacy will you leave your children? Abraham, at the end of his life, you may know, we've just been studying it in the Torah class, he all of a sudden has all these children with Keturah, whoever she is, and I'm not going to get into that now. But he's very careful to give them a small portion of his estate and send them away. And the rabbis say that's because Abraham doesn't want any fights after he dies. Isaac gets the bulk of the estate. The other children, while he's alive, understand what they get and go away. Because, as we know, as I have experienced more times than I care to count as a rabbi, 9 times out of 10, when children fight about the estates of their parents, it's the parents' fault, not the children's. It's because the parents did not make clear while they were alive exactly what it was that they wanted and why they wanted it, and get everyone's agreement beforehand. In other words, they didn't care enough about posterity. They cared about what happened while they were alive. They didn't want to hurt someone. They didn't want to face a conflict. They didn't want to go through the work. They didn't really care what happened after they died. And so they leave to posterity the mess that Abraham was sure not to leave to Yitzchak, to Isaac. I bring this up because what does Yaakov say? He says, look, after I die, bring me to Israel, because that's where I belong. That's where Leah is buried. That's where the first piece of land that the Jewish people have owned in the land of Israel will be Ma'arat HaMachpelah, and that's where I want to be buried. And in fact, not only does he tell Joseph to do it, but after Joseph agrees, then he makes him swear. He's very clear about it. One of the commentators says that's because if he makes Joseph swear, then Joseph can go to Pharaoh and say, look, I didn't just agree, I swore. You have to let me do it. In other words, even in making Joseph swear, he was protecting Joseph. He was looking out for posterity. Yosef does something that I think is even more admirable in a way. He's really thinking about posterity and not only his children. He tells the Jewish people, I'm going to be buried in Egypt. When God remembers you, pakod yifkod, when God takes note of you, then I want you to find my coffin and bring it with you back to the land of Israel. Which means what? Joseph wants to be buried in Israel. But he knows that he will be important as a reminder to the Jewish people. And so he will forego that honor for now until the unseen future, when the Jewish people will recover his coffin and bring it to Israel. And that's what happens. It's a remarkable story. While all of Israel is about to leave Egypt, and what are they doing? They're going around collecting money. They're taking from the Egyptians what are effectively the wages of slavery. What is Moshe doing? He's looking for the coffin of Joseph. And if you want to know where posterity lies, where does this engine for caring about the future come from? Then I'll tell you where, according to the tradition, Moses manages to find the coffin of Joseph, in the memory of Serach bat Asher. It is a woman, Serach bat Asher, who's mentioned as those who go down to Egypt, and remarkably in the book of Bamidbar, in the book of Numbers, is then mentioned later as those who've come up from Egypt. And so our tradition says this one woman for hundreds of